I think we got it now. We gotta get a power increase, and we should get a better lease. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
And all the competing schools. Keep it simple, that's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman. Before she made big bucks. We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like "aw shucks."
Aw hiccups, shucks.
We would be really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
In all the competing schools. Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go see.
One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline, too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth, on the case.
Would want to hear they might be giants, too. Much talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
Conflict is nature. How you attempt to betray her. carry my body to your room. Lay over me like I was dying. Take an old rag and wash me free of almost everything I think you've done to me. Take me out like you forgive. Joke around like I was born to live. Let's pull out those mystery books, my friend, and let's pretend we're young and dumb again. 'Cause you are good with God. I don't think I'm coming home tonight. Oh, let those stars and moon make up for us tonight. 'Cause
there are many social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. It saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you are someone interested in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. This has been a public service message from MatchingDonors.com and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
I will not sin without.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. We heard Static and Vertigo from The Luxury, Breathers from Endation, and Storm Cloud from When Particles Collide. Now going to hear something brand new from Diablo Gato.
Mm-hmm.
That was some singing.
Yeah, Drew murdered that track. My favorite part of that is after Chuck's guitar solo, Drew's kind of off mic or something, and we just left it, and it's really cool, I think. So, hey, how you doing?
Great. Yeah, this is, you're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, and we're talking to Jesse from Diablo Gato.
Hi, good evening, and can we start this with, I promised Kim, our baritone sax player, and Mary Frances Church from WEMF, that I would say something that's never, ever been said, ever anywhere in the history of rock and roll media before. And it is, I'm sorry, Dave Grohl couldn't be here tonight.
Oh, that's too bad.
Isn't that a shame?
Yeah.
So we're going to have to, like, figure out what rock and roll means and the roots of it and everything by ourselves without Dave Grohl.
Mm.
We're lost.
Yeah.
Rudderless. Grohl-less. So anyway, yeah. We did that record with Jack Younger last summer at Watch City Studios.
Yeah, they have a Mellotron. You guys used it.
Yeah. We can play the track with the Mellotron on it if you want to. It's called Wretched Soul. And actually, Nicole Marie Coogan from our friends the Devil's Twins does
They're
it
too. Awesome.
They are.
We love them.
Yeah. Well, you know, we were talking before we went on the air about there are cool bands around right now doing different things, and the Devil's Twins is one of them. Gold Blood and Associates is another one of them. The Art Thieves, super rad. Nick and the Adversaries. There's a ton of these bands sort of doing something different. And none of us are doing the same thing as each other. I mean, the Devil's Twins enough sort of have some post-rockabilly meeting, I guess. But there are soul bands and sort of British pub attractions influenced bands. And it's really nice to see, especially people who've been doing, had been doing different things that they were known of for, you know, like Drew doing Lost City Angels, or the guys in in Art Thieves were in Dirty Water. To see people do something really, really different and sort of branch out, it's we're wondering whether it's going to find a home, because I don't know that it has yet. I'm confused about the club scene in Boston.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they keep changing.
Well, yeah, there's that. They keep changing, they keep closing, and, you know, maybe we're aging out or something. I don't know.
I'm kind of digging, you know, some of the newer places like Once in Somerville.
Once is cool. We're playing there actually with Michael Graves, ex-Misfits, mm-hmm. on April 30th, and I can't believe I remembered the date. And also on that bill is a band called You Rascal, which is a bunch of people that were in the Old Edison who were really, really good. So I'm looking forward to that. Once is cool. Saturday night we're playing at Store 24.
Another cool
store
place.
Store 54, rather,
yeah.
Which is super cool. I've never played, none of us have ever played there before. And I think that's the hippest small room in Boston.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Well, Wayne is the hippest person in the world.
Hipper than Dave Grohl? Is that possible?
Well, Dave Grohl is more of an entity than a person. So that doesn't really
He probably
count.
Has, like, copies of himself, like, you know, in the closet in case he's tired, you know.
Did you see the
Send
thing?
Send out another one.
Did you see the thing in Hard Times about Dave Grohl interviewing himself? It's on my Facebook page. It's pretty genius.
Hard Times is I think, cool because, like, all these rock and rollers are like, whoa, this is stuff, there's funny stuff that we get.
I know. It's like The Onion for us.
Yeah.
Except it's way funnier than The Onion.
Oh, yeah.
I like the thing about the kid who is now a skinhead because his hair was receding and he shaved it. Because that's exactly what happened to me. Oi.
Yeah, so the Mellotron is on one of these tracks.
Yeah. So, you know what? And that really goes up our nose when people sort of ID us as a rockabilly band or something. Like, what rockabilly band uses a Mellotron? None. Ever. Well, not that there's anything wrong with rockabilly.
Yeah, let's give it a listen.
Played the rockabilly song, or one of the more psychobilly songs on the record, instead of the Mellotron song.
Played my lion eyes.
Yeah.
I was trying to, like, count the tracks, and I counted, like, one song has, like, a lot of words in it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's probably two songs, but it was just one.
You were trying to count the track. I have empathy. I've been playing drums for a long time. And the task of counting to four and trying not to
takes a lifetime.
Well, counting to four and then being the task of trying not to train wreck 3 minutes of something,
mm-hmm.
It's difficult for me.
Yeah, that sounded great. That was like a really, had that kind of like analog, warm kind of thing that Watch City's all about.
Yeah, well, you know, that place is pretty special. First of all, it's, you know, it's just 1-inch 16 track. We went pretty much live. There's very little Pro Tools, but just the vibe of it, for me especially, and because I like working with metal and Jack likes working with metal, and there's a darkness, there's sort of this. Well, I don't know. My drums were set up across from a welder. And for me, that's really perfect. Mm-hmm. There's a soulfulness. And excuse me, I've never worked with Joel, but I'd love to, and I've mm-hmm. known Joel for a long time. But that place, you know, yeah, it's Jack's creation, but it reeks of sort of both of their personalities. Mm-hmm. It's sort of, for us, it was sort of the Black Lodge. Mm-hmm. And we walked in and fell in love. And Jack's a maniac, and so am I. Mm-hmm. So we get along really well. And he's building cool stuff. I don't want to call it like steampunk really in its vibe, but it kinda, it's that, but it's more soulful.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't help but make soulful records there. And so it was cool. We can't wait to get back in the studio. Maybe sometime this summer.
Yeah, so I'm going to play the correct track with the... going to count this again.
Yeah. This is since we want to hear the Mellotron, this is called Wretched Soul.
Yeah.
With Drew and Nicole doing a duet. And I think it sounds like, I don't know, I'm not going to say. You guys mm-hmm. can tell me what it sounds like, but it's definitely different.
All right, cool. Let's play.
Let's do it.
That wasn't rockabilly.
No. It was, what was it?
It's some kind of dark spell cast over the landscape of New England, or maybe it's underneath or something like that.
It's funny.
It's from the sub-basement.
Yeah. We don't really know. There's definitely a Southern Gothic element to this band, and we have no idea where it came from. Just sort of happened.
Maybe you guys are haunted or something.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Which is why shows in Salem are always so good. Opus shows are always really, really good.
Salem's like really happening these days.
It is. We're playing Kodo this summer, and I'm really looking forward to it. We haven't played there yet. So, but Harley, who booked shows at Opus and has sort of booked us from the very start of when we started playing out, like a little over a year ago, is booking Kodo too. And I know Robin does as well. Mm-hmm. So we're doing a show there. And the suburbs are happening. I'd like to get back to Haverhill or the Chit Chat. We had fun the last time we played there too. Not to dog Boston or anything mm-hmm. like that. It's just there are other places to play. Providence is really cool. So,
yeah, all the bands should be out there playing all those places. Bands should play those places in Salem and all that.
Well, you know,
Worcester.
Worcester's always weird. I love Ralph's. That's a great room. Worcester.
Well, it's a weird town.
Yeah, I think metal does really well there. I don't know, but Worcester, Ralph's, it's an awesome, awesome room, but it's really hit or miss as far as being able to draw in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been like that for a really, really long time. So, but I'm sure we'll get back there. New Hampshire's cool. We played the Brick House a while ago, and that was a lot of fun. It's really fun to go out in front of an audience that hasn't seen you before and see if you can win it.
Mm-hmm.
We're playing New York City for the first time.
That's
this
awesome.
Spring.
Yeah.
We're going to play at Otto's in May. So I'm really looking forward to that. See whether we can cut it in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. I wish we could go on tour, but we can't really. So we're grown-ups.
Mm-hmm. You guys are grown-ups?
Well,
don't tell anybody.
We're not grown-ups, but we're tasked with a lot of adulting to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Kim has kids. I have a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You want to buy a kid?
How much do they cost now? Isn't it like $300,000 or something?
No, let me host the show for like one time and you can have the kid. But you got to feed him and educate him and stuff like that.
I thought that was all free.
No. No, it's not.
Oh. So we need to remind people of Saturday because we're like, you know, going all over the place.
Yeah, we are.
Getting nonlinear. We need to remind people where they need to go to see this stuff.
All right. So Saturday night, we are playing at Store 54 on Harvard Avenue.
Not Store 24.
Store 54.
Not Studio 54.
No. And if you don't know what Store 54 is, it is a super, super cool vintage clothing and vinyl and whiskey flasks and ties and hats and shoes and whatever Wayne finds that's truly vintage and cool that you can buy. It's a store, but on occasion they do shows there. And what gets really interesting is we can stuff a bunch of people in there downstairs, and it's bring your own booze. The suggested donation, which is how we, let me put it this way, the strongly suggested donation is $10 a head because that's how we get paid.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to, in which case buy a lot of our stuff.
Mm-hmm. Merch, shirts,
CDs, pins, we got it all. But we're playing there with our friends, and I do mean friends, like not with, oh, we're playing, sharing the stage with our good friends, these guys we don't even know. With our friends, Gold Blood and Associates, my friend Phil DeSisto, and good friend Dave, is the singer in that band, Dave Norton, who's a murderous funk drummer, is playing drums for them. And they are a true sort of Stax era soul band. Booty shake, funky, badass soul band. First time I saw them, it was at Opus, and I almost lost my mind. Like, they're as good as St. Paul and Broken Bones are, Gold Blood's way hipper. And so we're playing first, they're playing second, and DJ Valdez, the center, will be spinning all kinds of cool stuff, and it's going to be a blast. I've been looking forward to this show for months. So come down and dig it.
All right. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you so much.
It's It's been a blast.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me and letting us hype our show.
Yeah.
Another one.